Secondhand clunking, that is when the coconut bounces off the head of the clunker and lands on the head of a bystander, may actually have the same effect on that bystander as if he were clunking himself.
This news helped the anti-clunkers nearly get a law passed banning clunking, a law the Clunkers' Rights Group challenged in the highest court in the land, which just happened to be over at Weatherby the Owl's home. Both sides were on the edge of their seats as the wise owl handed down his decision.
After giving this much thought, I must say that I understand and agree with the anti-clunkers' concerns.
Yay!
However, we do live in a free jungle. Each of us has the right to live our lives as we choose, so long as we don't hurt others. And since we've taken precautions against secondhand clunking in public places, I can find no reason to make a law banning it altogether. Therefore, this court sides with the clunkers' rights.
Even though Sully was very disappointed, he walked over to Millard to congratulate him on his victory.
Congratulations, Millard.
Thanks, Sully. And I just want you to know that there's no hard fit.
No hard what?
No hard fit. No hard fit. No hard fit.
Millard, are you all right?
I don't know. I can't seem to stop hiccuping. And it's starting to hurt.